Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema from the Draft Network with you guys on a Thursday. This kicks off today. Trevor, kicks off five straight days of football. I know we talk about it every week, but like...
Hype,
dude. By the time Monday rolls around, I'm not going to lie. By the time Monday rolls around, I'm like, all right, I can use one night. But then by the time Thursday rolls around, I'm like, who's playing tonight? Browns and Jets? That sounds horrible. Let's totally do it for three and a half hours or whatever. I don't know why.
Sick.
One guy who won't be suiting up for the Browns, Josh Gordon. We haven't even talked about this in the podcast.
Jeez, man.
What to even say? Where to even begin?
How does it always happen this way, John? It always happens.
Telling me.
Talented dude. Something happens. Team is dumb. Goes to the Patriots. It always happens.
Yeah.
It's like clockwork, dude.
Yep, it is. It's unbelievable.
What did they trade a fifth round pick for him? Right, fifth round.
Oh yeah, and if he doesn't suit up for 10 games or something, they get a seventh back, I think, or something. So, geez.
How in the world is no team offering just a straight up fourth round pick for Josh Gordon?
I don't know. I honestly could not tell you.
How many bad receiving cores are in the NFL, dude?
Well, I could tell you why. Because Josh Gordon's never available.
Weed.
Stay off the weed.
Stephen A. Smith voice.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. Also, we know the issues have been documented. It's been much more than that with him. Rehab difficulties even after that, missing camp, being late for a treatment. There's been whispers that the work ethic has been all over the map, sometimes super motivated, other times not. Addictive behavior is tough, and I don't know if a lot of teams want to deal with it.
You're right.
I get why the Browns move on. Like, I can't – even if he goes off, I know everybody's going to rip, and, like, I get it. The Browns, like, have done a lot of dumb things.
I'm going to rip because it's good tweets.
Right, it is good tweets. Yeah, you'll get those tweets off, and you'll get retweets and everything. And
gotta get tweets off.
I can't hate on that, but – logically, like, they're trying to go another direction, man. They're trying to, like, move forward as an organization. You can argue that a million other things they do are counterproductive to that, but that mindset, to me, this move is okay for me. Like, I get it. Are they less talented? For sure. But he was pretty sloppy against Pittsburgh, I'm not gonna lie. I know he made the one catch, so everybody's gonna talk, but he wasn't open a lot of game. Routes were half speed. He had a couple dumb penalties. I think one where he just, like, grabbed a DB late in the play and just, like, pulled him down by the back of his jersey. Just not really, like, not anything close to, like, what he's typically capable of. And, you know, then kind of an injury out of nowhere that wasn't even team-oriented. You know, just didn't seem like he was taking stuff seriously there.
All I'm saying is 2016, Browns had a joint practice in training camp with the Buccaneers. It was down here in Tampa Bay. It's my first year, like, actually covering training camp. I've never seen a wide receiver dominate defensive backs at any level like Josh Gordon dominated the Buccaneers corners. Mm-hmm. Now, I get it. The Buccaneers corners aren't the greatest. But, I mean, they still had Brent Grimes. It was 2 years ago, Brent Grimes, so he was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And Brent Grimes is the main culprit of it. Like,
all I can say is you should probably come up to a Pittsburgh practice sometime. Because Antonio Brown, man, I know there's a lot of drama right now, but
just uncoverable.
Some people would say, okay, guys, just he plays in games, but in practice, nah. Like, nah, Antonio Brown goes 110 miles an hour every single drill. I mean, we had joint practices with the Lions when I was covering the team up here. He made Darius Slay look like he didn't belong in the NFL every single rep. I mean, and that's one of the best corners in the league. I mean, he just embarrassed him straight up. And Slay said after practice, he's like, hardest guy to cover ever. Like, I mean, pretty freaking impressive. But yeah, Josh Gordon, obviously. And what he adds to New England, man.
I got a question for you, though. And this is the question that the people want to know the answers to, okay? Josh Gordon picked number 10. How is number 10 on your, like, wide receiver number choice scale?
Pretty low. Probably one of the worst you can pick, I think.
Here's
a question. Right. Do you prefer teens numbers or do you prefer 80s numbers?
I think it depends. Like, if you've got an Adam Humphries type, like, yes, a real slot receiver,
sure,
we're talking 10.
10 is
what's
just
another
bad
good
I'll never like vouch 10, for 10 for
13. Those are the kinds of numbers that I'm talking about with like slot receivers. Now, I mean, like outside receivers, either 11, 18, 81.
Wow, you've really thought about this.
85. Oh, dude, come on, brother. This is the brand this here. Is, now, yeah, all right. I want to ask you. Okay, so these are the numbers that were available. Which ones would have been better than 10 that he picked? Okay.
Okay.
You got. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Would you have picked? I'm just going to say a number that was available, and you say either yes or no that you would have picked it over 10.
Okay.
14.
Yes.
Oh, wow. 16.
Yes.
What? Oh, you're out of your mind. 17.
For a wide receiver, not for a quarterback, but for a wide receiver.
For a wide
yeah.
receiver?
I don't like 10? 10 on a wide receiver. Who is a wide receiver that wears 10 that's good?
Josh Gordon.
Oh, Emmanuel Sanders wears 10, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Josh Gordon, no. Nah.
All right, 17. 17.
Yes.
19.
No. Never pick 19.
Wow. All right.
No, Adam Thielen's made it look as good as possible, but he's next level.
Brother, Keyshawn Johnson, don't you ever forget. Eh, wait, was Tavon Austin 19? No, not Tavon Austin. 11. Who am I thinking? Oh my gosh, the wide receiver for the Cowboys for the longest time. Miles Austin, right?
Oh,
was
yeah.
he 19?
Yeah, he was 19.
Okay. All right, 80. Would you have picked 80 over 10?
Yeah. Probably.
81.
Yeah.
82.
Yeah, all the 80s probably.
85.
Yeah.
86.
Yeah.
88 and 89.
Not 89. Get 89 out of there.
Really?
Give me 10.
Really?
I don't like the 8 and the 9, too much, too big. It has to be a tight end number, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care for that for a receiver.
Josh Gordon should have picked 80. So.
He should have. You're right. That would have been the best choice out of everything you said.
Somebody I saw on Twitter, somebody said, do you think Tom Brady will give up 12 so Josh Gordon can have it? Can you imagine?
Isn't his company name like TB12 or something?
Yes.
Just change the whole thing for Gordon. He better throw every ball to him if that happens.
Oh, I would laugh so hard. I would laugh so hard.
Oh,
all
Patriots
right.
fans would have been triggered. All their jerseys ruined. Oh, it would have been beautiful. So we got the MyBookie lines today, and ever since we started this podcast, Trevor, people have been asking us for advice all the time. Usually it's life advice, sometimes advice about women. More than anything, though, it's who to bet on. People want to win money, and for some reason, they think we have the answers to the questions that they're seeking. We don't always, but I think sometimes you guys know better than us, to be honest. So if you do, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they're your best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. We would only recommend a service to our listeners that's been good to us. That's why we're urging you. Make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, over-unders on fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. MyBookie is slammed with new bettors and wants to give everyone the best service possible. If you're willing to deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern time, they'll give you an additional $25 free play on deposits over $100. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON25. Usually it's just Locked On. LOCKEDON25, that's 25, the number, the numerals. That's what we're using. LOCKEDON25 to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON25. LOCKEDON25, no spaces, is the promo code when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. If you're willing to hold out after 7 p.m., you can get an extra $25 free play by using the promo code LOCKEDON25 and add 25 to that end of that. For example, it'll be like a LOCKEDON25, no spaces, lowercase, everything, 2 and 5, use the numbers. It's up to you guys, but I'd wait until after dinner and take the extra money. You play, you win, you get paid. Let's get to some of these MyBookie lines, Trevor. What do we got cooking?
All right. It's my favorite part of the week.
Tonight, Thursday. Jets-Browns.
Thursday, Jets-Browns in the dog pound. Sammy Darnold with his first real test. I don't know if that's true. Browns are favored by 3. A Hugh Jackson team favored by 3. Huh?
Wow. Browns are favored by 3, did you say?
They are at home.
Oh, boy. No. Yeah, give me the Jets. Feel very confident about that.
Amy Darnold getting 3 points. I'm with you there.
Because here's how Tyrod Taylor gets knocked out of that game. If a Jets player hits him and knocks him out of the game. Here's the chances of that happening with the Jets pass rush. Slim to none. So it's going to be Tyrod, not going to be Baker, and Browns are going to lose because of it.
That's the only breakdown you need, folks.
That's it.
I just put it all on the line. moving to Sunday, we got the Indianapolis Colts, you know, feeling good. They got Andrew Luck back.
Got a win.
Going up against a pissed off Philadelphia Eagles team.
The return of Carson Wentz.
And the return of Carson Wentz. The Eagles are favored by 6.5.
Oh, boy. I don't know if they'll win by that much. Give me the Colts. I think the Eagles win, but not by that much. Close one. Carson's not going to hit the ground running. Come on.
That receiving core is so bad.
In Philly?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. I know, but okay, name any other one other than him and Jordan Matthews who's signed off the street.
That's your son. Be careful how you talk about him. Also, Jordan Matthews had an unbelievable quote today that I thought was even more on brand for you. What'd he say? He said he's a dad now because he was in Buffalo for a period of time and there wasn't anything to do in Buffalo except each other. So
his wife got pregnant. Mazel tov.
There we go. Congrats on the sacks. You know what?
In honor of John. All right. So here's the thing. Can I caveat this one? If Jordan Matthews is active for the game, I'm taking the Eagles. If he's not,
he'll be active.
Then I'm taking the Colts. That's the caveat. We threw a caveat in here. why? Because it's our show and I can do whatever I want.
That's right.
Cincinnati Bengals at the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are favored by 3 at home.
You know, give me them Bengals, man. I like the way they look
three.
So far.
I'm taking the Bengals, too. I'm with you.
Bengals. I think you're going to win straight up. I like it.
I'm with you. Bengals getting 3. That's an easy one for me.
The most stable team in the AFC North, Cincinnati.
Holy cow. The Falcons have had a rough schedule.
Oh, yeah.
They played the New Orleans Saints in Atlanta, but their first 3 games were against Philly, against a divisional opponent in Carolina, and then against another divisional opponent in the Saints. That's rough.
Yeah. Saints don't look right to me.
Saints are getting 3 points. I'm taking the Saints.
Give me the Falcons.
Wow. All right. Do I need to remind you, John?
Probably.
Because I believe I said this last week, that with no Keanu Neal and no Deion Jones, those two accounted for nearly 50% of coverages against running backs last season for the Falcons. Neither of them are there. And they're going up against the best receiving back in the NFL, basically, at this point in time.
Yeah, it's a good point. But here's the thing. Saints don't look right, period. And they're on the road. And they don't play as well on the road. And
thanks for your in-depth analysis.
Thanks for your facts, but please leave those at the door.
All right. You're taking the Falcons. I'm taking the Saints. Denver Broncos at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens favored by 5.
Oh, what? Nah. 5?
5.
You know, oh boy. The Broncos just kind of look like that team that's waiting to take an L. I mean, they're
hard.
So I think the Ravens will win, but did they beat anybody by more than 5? I mean, I know the Bills, but.
They beat the Bills by 5-0, right. 50, basically.
Right. Right, but that's, you know, we're talking about NFL teams now, not the Bills.
Could the Bills beat Bama?
I think the Ravens win, but by less than 5, so I'm going with the Broncos.
I think you're right. I'm going with the Broncos, too.
A Justin Tucker kick at the end. That's what it feels like.
Okay, there it is. New York Giants at the Houston Texans. The Texans are 0-2. I guess the Giants are too. Okay, never mind. The Texans are favored by 6.5 points at home.
Loser of this game is done. Loser of this game's cooked, right? Statistically, it's like hardly any 0-3 teams ever make it.
Yep.
I think it's
already 90% of the teams that start 0-2 don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's not quite that. I think it's like 87%. 13% make it.
We round up in this house.
That's right. Or down in this case. But Okay, talk to me about the line on this game.
It's Giants at Texans. Texans favored by 6.5.
Oh boy, that's man, they think low of the Giants. I'm going with the Giants. I think the Texans win, but I think it's a close one, a nail biter right down to the end.
Yeah, I don't like these point spreads right now. I'm leaning towards a lot of the teams getting points. I'm going to take the Giants with you. Yeah. The Raiders at Miami Dolphins. Sorry, at the 2-0 Miami Dolphins. Yeah. Dolphins are favored by 3.
Put some respect on that name. Desperation time for Oakland. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Nope, I'm going with the Dolphins.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it if Gruden got bounced to 0-3 right off the bat. I would love it. But Miami at 3-0 is a sight I'm not sure I'm quite ready for, although it should be noted they haven't played the tough schedule, but still.
It's true.
Still.
But
take it.
The Green Bay Packers and a hobbled Aaron Rodgers heading to our capital, the Washington Redskins, and the Packers on the road favored by 3.
I have no idea what to think of Washington. You know, they're first in the
Adrian
NFL in
Peterson
defense right now.
In 2018.
And he's, well, he didn't do much last week, but the first week.
He went off week one.
Yeah. He's still better than some of the backs in the league. I don't care.
No question.
What'd you say the line was on this?
The Packers are favored by 3 on the road, so Washington's getting 3 at home.
Yeah, give me Green Bay. They're gonna be pissed after that debacle, officiating debacle.
Yeah, I gotta. I just don't think the Packers are good. But if you play the Vikings that tough, you've obviously got enough to beat the Redskins.
The Colts beat the Redskins, man, by multiple scores.
All right, I'll take the Packers. All right, I'll take the Packers. Fine, you've convinced me. The Buffalo Bills at the Minnesota Vikings. Holy cow!
How
the
big?
Vikings are favored by 17.
17?
That is unbelievable.
Give me the Vikings.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me the Vikings. I kid you not. Give me the Vikings.
I think the most I've ever seen any team be favored is 18 points, and the Vikings are favored by 17.
If you watch the Bills in depth the last 2 weeks, and I sadly have, you would know. You would understand.
17, so many points.
I know. It's one of those games that feels like you look at it and you're like, this should be everything on paper and what I've seen on film says this should be they should win easily by 17. But you know something's going to happen to make it. It just feels like, you know how that goes sometimes. Like a bounce here and there keeps them in it. But I can't see how Buffalo scores on offense anyway. Vikings are just too good.
Oh, man. Give me the Bills. Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
Let's do
big
Josh Allen
fan over
Let's
here.
Do it. If Josh Allen can't overcome a 17-point spread in his favor, I'm never betting on him ever again.
No reason to, I think.
Never. The 49ers at the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 7 at home.
Chiefs have the worst defense in the NFL.
That's not true. The Bills do.
No, I mean, statistically speaking, the Chiefs do.
Okay.
But the 49ers are no juggernaut. You said six points, 6.5?
Seven full point.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I believe Reuben Foster's back this week. Is that correct?
He is, yes, that's correct.
I'm going to take the 49ers to cover. They're not going to win, but they cover. Los Angeles Chargers at the Los Angeles Rams. Battle of L.A. Rams in favor by 7.5.
7.5?
Yeah.
And it feels like it's going to be closer, but the Rams still are going to win, but I'm going to go with the Chargers for the
Yep, I'm with you. Points. Taking the Chargers. Chicago Bears at Arizona Cardinals. The Bears on the road, favored by 6.
This is interesting. Cardinals don't have many shots at a win, but at home against the Bears, I think the Bears have played tough. I just can't see Arizona doing anything on off. Bears defense is just too good. Passers too good. Cardinals are too weak. Bears favored by 6.
Yep.
Man, feels like a lot. I'm going to go with the Cardinals, although I think the Bears will win.
Here's what's going to happen. Bears are going to go up big. They're going to put Josh Rosen in the game, and he's going to cover the spread. He's not going to win.
Oh, boy.
But he's going to cover the spread.
Putting him in mid-game would be a really desperate strategy, but you fought 0-3, and that's a pretty desperate spot.
That's it. So Dallas Cowboys at the Seattle Seahawks is a push. So pick the winner.
The winner of this football game will be Seattle.
I think it's going to be Dallas.
It should be Dallas, but I just look at Seattle. I'm like, man, is this team really about to fall to 0-3? Yikes. And I feel like Russell Wilson usually bounces back from a rough game and has a good one.
That's true. The New England Patriots at the Detroit Lions. The Patriots are favored by only 7 on the road.
buddy, if you're picking the Lions in this game, you are tripping. The Patriots coming off a loss.
Yeah.
To this defense that the Jets figured out pretty good. And
yep.
I mean, I know they came back against whoever they played last week. I forget. But I'm not buying what the Lions are selling at all this year. I think they get to 0-3 real quick.
I am with you.
Patriots smash them.
New England Patriots. And then, of course, the final game. The one near and dear to our hearts. Your Pittsburgh Steelers at my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Steelers are favored by 1.
1 point, huh?
They are favored by 1 point.
1 measly point. Imagine what this line was before the season started.
I bet it was thick.
Hashtag thick. You know, Trevor, I look at the Steelers' past defense and I say there is just no way on earth they stop any offense right now with a halfway decent quarterback, let alone one with the hottest quarterback in the league and 4 or 5 different weapons and the ability to go 4 verts and do exactly what the Chiefs did to him and what so many teams have done to them over the last several years. But the Steelers are getting a win on Monday, and you can't win a game by half a point in the NFL. So give me the Pittsburgh Steelers, and if the Tampa Bay Bucks win this game, I'll change my avi to any Bucks-related topic you so desire for a month.
That was a bad idea, my friend. I've got the Buccaneers. Ryan Fitzmagic. It's going to keep rolling on Buccaneers, especially getting a point. You can't take Fitzpatrick and not getting a point. There we go. Those are your lines
Wait.
What?
Fitzpatrick is Fitzmagic. It's a legal issue.
You mean Minka Fitzpatrick.
Minka Fitzpatrick, yes.
Yeah, but Minka said today at the press conference he doesn't care that Ryan Fitzpatrick uses it, so all is well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's lame. He should have made it a big issue. Been really dramatic about it.
he should have gone up there at the podium and been like, yeah, I've already put in the paperwork to sue him.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to see happen. But, oh, well, I guess he's going to be lame about it. That's fine. The Steelers are going to take the magic out of his name anyway. So can't wait for it. Excited for it. And are we going to virtually shake hands on this? Are you going to take a Steelers-related avi if your Bucks lose?
Only if it's that lunch pail that I sent you. I'll make that my AV for a week. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, let's do it. What do you want, a week? A week?
A month with the Abby.
Get out of here. No.
Okay, a week.
I'm doing a month.
A week. All right, a week.
I got a job to do, dude.
A week. I didn't say it'd be anything terrible or anything. I just...
No, I know, but it's still, you know, somebody goes to my profile, it's like, all right, they got a Steelers AV.
Oh, he covers the Steelers.
And he covers the Buccaneers. What's that lunch pail mean? Yeah, just start retweeting me a bunch while I have that AV, except I'm not going to, because the Bucs are going to lose.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sure. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out, man. Steelers team with no wins going into week 4 would be, boy, it would get testy around here. Let's just put it that way, so. There you go. There's the MyBookie lines. Tomorrow, Super Showtime with Kyle and Joe. Should be a fun time on the podcast. We got a great slate of games, NFL and college football, coming up this weekend that we are super excited for. So, as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.